Confessions of a White Cliff Chaser. Back in 2013, I started getting really interested in Cabernet. Cabernet, Merlot, Cab Franc, Malbec, Petit Verdot, all Bordeaux-related varieties. And I didn't know where to buy grapes. I wanted to make a decent cab, but I didn't know where to buy grapes. Now, at that stage, there was this secret winery that just started. So there was only these rumors going around of these guys that started the winery. No one is allowed to know where they are at. I had a friend that did some business with them, like catering business. And before she had to, she actually did the job, she had to sign it like a thick contract that she would never talk about where they are situated, how their cellar looks, nothing about them. So it was all built on this secret winery, the whole marketing thing. And what they did is they are from overseas. They sent through the best consultants they could find to the Helderberg in South Africa, and their mandate was for them to find the best places where Bordeaux varieties grow in the Helderberg. They need to identify those vineyards, and they have to start to negotiate with the farmers to start sort of almost renting those blocks, running them and farming them themselves, and then buy the grapes, transport that to the winery, and their mandate was to make the most expensive wine that ever came from South Africa, which they're still busy doing really successfully, I think. And I heard of these people. So the one day I drove past this vineyard on the lower slopes of the Helderberg, and there was guys picking grapes. They all had these white surgical doctor's gloves on. And I stopped next to them and I said, "What are you guys doing?" And they said, "No, it's a client of them that insists that when they pick the grapes, they need to wear these white gloves." And I thought to myself, this is where these guys, it's got to be one of them. So then I started giving them the nickname of the white gloves. So wherever I saw in that season someone picking with white gloves, I knew it was that secret winery. And I was thinking to myself, so these guys sent all these really well-known, super clever viticulturists, soil scientists from Europe to come and look for the best spot on the Helderberg. Obviously, I don't have the cash to do that. So my best way to getting the information that kind of information is to just follow the white gloves. So I went to that farmer and said, "Listen, I want to buy grapes from you." So I bought grapes, also Cabernet, right next to the white gloves, their section. I saw them on another farm. I bought grapes right next to them on that side as well. So in 2013, I released the wine as of, like, I'm a white glove chaser, and it was my confession that I'm a white glove chaser. So then I released, I think it was the 13, 14, and 15, I think the 16 I made. Then I stopped making it. And then we sat in the winery, and we thought to ourselves, what a great story. We still have the vineyards. Let's go back to the original site where I found these guys and make a wine only from that farm. So this is from one farm on the lower slopes of the Helderberg. The very first day that I saw the white gloves picking grapes from that particular vineyard. It's called Confessions of a White Glove Chaser, 2020, 25% new oak. It is mainly Cabernet Franc, a little bit of Cabernet Sauvignon with 10% Merlot. So I think it's 55% Cab Franc, 35% Cabernet Sauvignon, and 10% Merlot.